This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, one of the standard cliches surfacing when a controversial topic is mentioned is that we need to have a national conversation about fill in the blank. Christian Snyder instead says we need a national conversation about national conversations. He's correct. An article in the New York Times years ago noted that the term national conversation was already being used three times as much as in previous years. My quick Google search of the phrase brought up 1.5 billion hits. Christian Snyder reminds us in his article why I've come to dislike the cliché. The call for a national conversation isn't intended to provoke an actual conversation. It's an excuse to have you sit while someone lectures you about guns, race, abortion, transgenderism, the environment, or a multitude of other topics. And calls for a national conversation often are used to divert the conversation from the actual issue. A senator from Pennsylvania is dealing with depression and other mental issues. The topic should be whether he should have been running for office or whether we should still have him stay in office given the circumstances. But we're instead told that we need to have a national conversation about mental health. When candidate Kamala Harris was asked during the presidential campaign whether America should allow murderers and terrorists to vote while sitting in prison, she proposed that we would have a national conversation about the issue. Perhaps what we really need are millions of personal conversations with family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers about real issues that we really can do something about in our neighborhoods, schools, and places of work. We're more likely to identify real problems and find practical solutions instead of just having a national conversation. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.